isn't home where we all want to be? Reba here for Realtor.com, the pro's number one most trusted app. Finding a home is like dating. You're searching for the one. With over 500,000 new listings every month, you could find the one today. Download the Realtor.com app because you're nearly home. Make it real with Realtor.com.
Pro's number one most trusted app based on August 2024 proprietary survey. Over 500,000 new listings every month based on average new for sale and rental listings. February 2024 through January 2025.
Here's your afternoon TNB Tech Minute for Monday, November 3rd. I'm Julie Chang for The Wall Street Journal. Two rare earth magnet startups, Vulcan Elements and ReElement Technologies, have secured a $1.4 billion deal with the Trump administration and private investors to establish a domestic supply chain. The deal aims to reduce U.S. reliance on China for rare earth magnets, which are essential for the construction of motors needed in defense systems, electric vehicles, and AI data centers. In return for the funding, Vulcan said the Commerce Department will receive $50 million of its equity. And the Defense Department will receive warrants in both Vulcan and ReElement, which offer the ability to buy stock at a preset price. Microsoft has secured new computing power capacity. It signed a five-year, $9.7 billion deal with the data center company Iron. Under the agreement, Microsoft will gain access to Iron's NVIDIA GB300 chips. The move comes as big tech races to expand data center capacity across the U.S. To support the new demand, Iron made a separate deal with Dell Technologies to purchase new graphics processing units and related equipment for $5.8 billion. And in earnings, Palantir Technologies has reported another quarter of record revenue. The data analytics company said it had $1.18 billion in sales for the third quarter, a year-over-year gain of 63%, and a net profit of $475.6 million. Both came in ahead of Wall Street expectations. Palantir recently signed contracts with the Internal Revenue Service and the State Department. Plus, the company announced a partnership with NVIDIA last week that would help Palantir software run faster. Finally, shares of Amazon closed at an all-time high after the cloud company reached a $38 billion multi-year deal with OpenAI for more computing power. Shares closed up at over 4%. And that's it for your TNB Tech Minutes. Tune in tomorrow morning for another Quick Tech Update.